integral life practice is. What is integral life practice? Who knows? All right, pretty good. So, and who would say that they do have a active and working integral life practice? All right, pretty good. Now, who of you knows what shadow is? Awesome. Okay, cool. Now, here's the difficult question. Who of you does have a rigorous and deep cutting shadow practice in your life? All right. Cool. Okay, you can still listen to my presentation. Is it not working? Okay, it was just going to be pretty pictures anyway, so I'll just have my notes here. So just about us and about me, who we are. I'm part of a group in Switzerland, which started out as an association, and I think that the thing that makes us who we are is that we came together because we each wanted, from an egocentric perspective, to become free. We wanted to deal with our shit because we were suffering. That was all. We had no intentions of making the world a better place or anything like that. And so if you start out like that, that makes you pretty, pretty uncompromising. So you just do what works and you discard everything else. So now that the association is finished, we have become a cooperative. And out of this cooperative, we also... Yeah, I would love to show you the poster. We have a poster outside. We also have a firm, a company, which is called Integral Works. Maybe you've seen the poster. Doing the same work that we do with individuals, with companies and organizations. So, look, guys, if it's not going to work, it's okay. It's kind of making me nervous. It's all right. So, you know what integral is by now, I hope, and you know why it is important, and you know why teal values are so important. You've heard it a lot, and you're going to hear it a lot. And so that I'm not going to go into detail on that, but what I want to talk about is what are the biggest difficulties on getting there, because there are two major problems that we have when we want to bring our stuff into the world. Bring integral into the world. The first one is, I don't know about you, but I've talked to a lot of people about this, and I've had my missionary years, and people just react like, oh yeah, okay, sounds interesting, yeah, I'm going to try it after I've done my other business tool thing and my pendulum swinging class. So they don't get it, because how could they? It's just a theory, or it's just an idea to them. The second problem we have is, to really grasp integral, you need to be free on most major issues on your life. Because integral theory integrates everything. And if you have a problem anywhere, you're going to be hung up on that. It's not going to work. And we see that a lot. So fortunately, there is a solution to both of these problems. And the solution is practice, of course. So yeah, there was going to be a cool picture here. Why I'm here? it's too small. It's like a centaur fighting a man. It's from Greek mythology. So yeah, and the title is "Practice Takes Grit." The reason why I'm here is I think, and I still see too much talk and too little walk when it comes to shadow work, okay? We all like to talk and think about it a lot. But who actually does it to the very, like, to the swampy part, to where you really don't want to go? If anyone has told you shadow work is fun, they haven't done shadow work. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not, part of it is fun, for sure. But it's not, the core is hard. It's brutal. It's going to destroy your sense of self innumerable times. And that is why I see too much talk and too little walk. Of course, it's natural. Also, what I want to say is do not underestimate the power of shadow, okay? We all think, yeah, it's shadow is this stuff that is, like, we don't see clearly and things like that, but it can so much sabotage your practice that you have. I'm gonna give a little story about my life. I had my biggest shadow for about 20 years was anger. I did not know what anger was. So I saw these fights that people had, and it was like, what is their problem? Why don't they just go get along? I don't have that problem. And I didn't understand it. That was how deep I had buried my shadow. And I was into this in a group where we did this subtle energy work, where we would send love and take in the hurt of the world and send out love again, and which is fine. It's a good practice, and I had some real experiences. But in retrospective, I was so shitting myself, okay? I was so shitting myself with this practice. You can imagine me having a problem with someone, and then I would go like, okay, this person has a problem. I need to give them my love so they can dissolve their problem that they're having, that they're suffering from. So I would like ram my love down their throats and hope they suffocate on it. But that was unconscious. Okay? So that's how deep this can go. Luckily, I met the right people, and they told me 1,000 times, look, dude, you're angry now. Look, dude, you're angry now. Look, dude, you're angry now. Until I believed it and could integrate this part of me and make me who I am today. I wouldn't be able to stand here and do this if I hadn't integrated that shadow. Just this is an example of how deep this can go. And we all have it, okay? If you show me one person without a shadow, I'm going to give you $1,000 right now. Okay. So the core of what I want to say is the importance of this next leap that we're taking, of this teal movement, of these teal values, and of integrating all of this. It is desperately needed. You know how much it is needed. You know how much we need growth and evolution and these values. You know it. But at the same time, there's shadow just constantly sabotaging this next leap. And this is actually one of those problems where you can do something about, because you have shadow, probably 90% certain. You can actually solve this problem within yourself. If you solve this problem within yourself, you're going to attract people who want to solve their problem, and they're going to attract more people, and it's going to work out at the end. And that's what I need you people for, that, okay? We're all in this together. Now, what can you actually do? Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, so I'm not blue. Yeah. I'm blue and that's my shadow. Oh, cool, okay. So, just three major points that I want to make. What can you do? Take your practice dead serious. It's the most important thing. Okay? Take it seriously. Second, never underestimate the power of shadow. Thirdly, it cannot be done alone. Shadow work alone, doesn't work. You don't want to look at these shadows. You don't want to look in these corners. You need someone else to see it for you. And to be as uncompromising with you as they are with themselves. So this always sounds very brutal and harsh, but actually it has to be based on love, otherwise it doesn't work. It is out of love that we do this to each other. It is out of love that we stay with this person and do not let them look away, because we love them so much. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was going to put a link up there, a little advertisement. To do this together, you can build up a community anywhere you are. do that. Take five of your best friends who are also interested in that and just go ahead and start a group. Apply these principles. Learn about shadow work. Learn how it works and apply it. It works. If you need any help, we have what we call an ILP ignition program where our coaches can come to you for like a weekend or something, and we help you with the basic ideas because we have experience in setting up new groups and applying principles that stick. So if you need any help with that, just come to me. I was going to put the URL here, but I can tell you in person or write it down. It's ilpignition.integralschweiz.ch. Yeah, that would be my last slide. It's a very nice picture. And I really just want to thank you for having me, listening to me rant.
Can you show us your anger because it was not working?
I was very much frustrated before, but then he brought me the HDMI cable and I relaxed since then. And now that it still doesn't work, it's like, okay, whatever. I mean, you guys are here. And I'm very thankful for you listening to me. Let's do it.
Thank you very much, Silas.